clearly, one major theme of Shvi Shel Pesach is Kriyas Yamsuf and the Shiras Hayam, Oz Yashir. This is reflected in the laning which Chazal chose for us for the Yom Tov of the Shvi Shel Pesach is Parshas B'Shaluch Oz Yashir. That's in the Gemara and Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph, and quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. And that's what we do. But on top of that theme, I want to discuss today what the word Atzeres means. The seventh day of Pesach is called Atzeres, and I think if we focus on the word Atzeres and what the Mefarshim say the word Atzeres means, so we'll develop other important themes of the Shvi Shel Pesach. It's not only about Kriyas Yamsuf and Shiras Hayam. The seventh day of Pesach is called Atzeres. Let's discuss what Atzeres means and how we can take the various meanings of Atzeres and apply it to our upcoming Yom Tov. Be'ezus Hashem. So the word Atzeres means to stop. Atzur means to stop. So Rashi explains, this is in Parshas Re'eh, Perek Tes Zayin Pasuk Ches, Atzur me'asiyas malacha. Don't do malacha. Atzur atzmecha min ha-malacha. So on the seventh day of Pesach, we don't do malacha. Now it's interesting. The other day, which is called Atzeres in the Torah, is Shmini Atzeres, at the end of Parshas Pinchas. And the Mefarshim explain, the Shari Aaron quotes this, the Mefarshim explain, why are these two Yom Tovim called Atzeres? Because all they have is the Isser Melacha. There is no special mitzvah asay which is unique to Shmini Atzeres or unique to the seventh day of Pesach. Sukkot has Sukkah, Lulav, Pesach. The first day of Pesach, the first night of Pesach, has the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. But there's nothing unique, special, positive, which we do on the seventh day of Pesach or on Shmini Atzeres. Therefore, it's called Atzeres. It's an Isser Melacha, and that's it. It fits very nicely that Chazal, in many places, the Mishnayos, the Gemara, refer to Shavuos as Atzeres. It fits very nicely because Shavuos as well has no particular mitzvah saseh deraisa. I'm not counting the mitzvah to eat cheesecake on Shavuos. Some hold it's deraisa, some hold it's derabanan. But we'll leave that out of our discussion for now. So that's one approach, the simple approach. Atzeres means stop, don't do malacha. Oh. Now, Atzeres, Rav Hirsch goes a little, Rav Hirsch is a little broader, a little deeper. Rav Hirsch in Vayikra, Parshas Emor, Perek Kaf Gimel, in the old printing, I'm reading from page 685. Rav Hirsch writes as follows. He says, Atzur means retaining, keeping back. Atzur is evidently related to Otzer, Ezer, which mean holding together and concentrating. And the first writes as follows, that the word Atzeres means at the end of the Yom Tov, you're supposed to hold on and maintain and absorb that which you've gained during the Yom Tov itself. That's why Atzeres comes at the end of the Yom Tov. The seventh day of Pesach is called Atzeres. The purpose of the upcoming Yom Tov is to use it. The goal of the upcoming Yom Tov is to use it to absorb and concretize whatever you gained during the week of Yom Tov itself. Rav Hirsch writes, we accordingly think that we are not wrong if we take Atzeres to designate a day which is not fixed to bring new lessons and new truths for us to accept and assimilate, but which has the mission to keep us still before the presence of Hashem. With this, the idea of Atzir Mimalacha would certainly also apply to strengthen and solidify the impressions and knowledge we have already gained so that they remain with us permanently and do not become lost in the hurly-burly of life. I always wondered what the original German is for the phrase hurly-burly. A beautiful pshat. You have a seven-day Yom Tov. It's coming to an end. In America, you have an eight-day Yom Tov. and we're going to re-enter ordinary life. The seventh day is a Yom Tov. Hashem says, have a Yom Tov. Don't do malacha today. Take a step back. And the day should be used to absorb and maintain, solidify that which you've gained. Oh. Atzor, persistence, remaining with Hashem, holding fast to all the spiritual acquisitions obtained. Now, Shmini Atzeres is the end after the end of Sukkot, but it's a separate Yom Tov. It's really a separate Yom Tov from Shavuos. How come Atzeres of Pesach is the seventh day of Pesach, and Shmini Atzeres of Sukkot is a separate day? Shmini Atzeres is a separate Yom Tov. What's the idea? Rav Hirsch gives a beautiful explanation. Shmini Atzeres, the goal is to hold on, to absorb that which you've gained during Sukkot. Yeah, but Shmini Atzeres is also the end of the Yomim Nerayim period. And Shmini Atzeres and Sukkot is really the third of the Gimel Regalim. You know, we count the Regalim from Pesach. So Shmini Atzeres is meant to be the day to absorb and maintain that which we've gained during the entire Yom Tov cycle, during the entire Yomim Nerayim period. And therefore, Hashem made it a separate day. So the focus of Shmini Atzeres is not only maintain that which you gained on Sukkot, but maintain that which you gained in all the Yomim Nerayim, and maintain that which you gained in all the Regalim. This is beautiful. Atzeres comes b'Shmini as an independent festival and makes the mission of persevering and continuing and holding on before Hashem into a separate Moed idea, and which brings to a close not only the cycle of festivals of the seventh month, the Yomim Nerayim, but the whole cycle of the festivals of the entire year. Beautiful. That's a beautiful pshat regarding Shmini Atzeres. So this is the second pshat of Atzeres. The goal of the upcoming Yom Tov is that it's the culmination, and it's the time where we're supposed to look back and absorb that which we gained over Pesach. Again, it's the end of a span of time, 7 days, 8 days, and then we have that day of absorbing. This also fits with Shavuos. Chazal referred to Shavuos as Atzeres, so on a smaller scale, the 7 days of Pesach is one unit. In the broader scale, Pesach leads into Sfiras HaOmer, which leads into Shavuos. We've discussed this many times. Sfiras HaOmer is the link from Pesach to Shavuos. So Shavuos then is the Atzeres of the entire 7 week period of Pesach, Sfiras HaOmer leading up to Shavuos. It fits beautifully. The goal of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the physical Geula, is to count up and lead up to the spiritual goal of Matan Torah on Shavuos. And that's why Shavuos is called Atzeres, the day to hold on and maintain everything we've been gaining for the last 7 weeks. So the first two pshatim of Atzeres regarding the seventh day of Pesach and Shmini Atzeres also fit very well with Shavuos. By the way, let's not forget, you don't say Shehechiyanu at the Kiddush on the seventh night of Pesach, because it's not a separate Yom Tov. It's the seventh day of Pesach. It's the last day of the Yom Tov of Pesach. It's not a separate Yom Tov. And that's why it's the only time we say Kiddush on Yom Tov, and there's no Shehechiyanu. Okay. There's a third pshat in the word Atzeres. If you look in the Living Torah really is the best English translation of the Chumash. The Living Torah uses the word retreat regarding Atzeres. And the Netziv develops a similar theme. If you look in the Netziv in Devarim Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Ches, where the Torah uses the word Atzeres, and the Netziv says, what's the idea? Atzeres Lashem, lehisponein al tachlis achilas hamatzah kol shiva. Think about the matzah of the last 7 days. And so the Torah, it's the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Shivas yomim tocha olav matzos lechem oni. We know the phrase, that's in Pasuk Gimel. We know the phrase lechem oni means bread which you talk about. You're supposed to talk about the matzah. And it says 7 days, eat the lechem oni. So you talk about it all 7 days. And then the next Pasuk Ches says, Sheishes yomim tocha matzos uvayom hashivi atzeres lashem. eat matzah 6 days, and the seventh day is atzeres. The Netziv says, exactly, on the seventh day, you look back and talk about the themes of matzah. Atzor lifnei Hashem. The Netziv writes in Bamidbar, in Parshas Pinchas, lehashrish belibo tachlis heyoso biyushalayim. You've been in Yerushalayim for the Yomim Noraim, for Sukkos, let's say for Sukkos. Now bring it into your heart. Lahashrish belibo. Concretize it. This is the third chat. The idea is as follows. Atzeres is a time of retreat. You're away from your ordinary life, and you're focused on Hashem. What's the language of the Pasuk? Atzeres Hashem Elokecha. That's the language of the Pasuk. Just the literal translation. It shall be a restraining unto Hashem, or a retreat unto Hashem. That's what the seventh day of Pesach is about. I see what the Netziv says, and the language of the living Torah, to be similar to Rav Hirsch. I see but like two sides of the same coin. Rav Hirsch focuses on the goal of the seventh day of Pesach. The Netziv focuses on the action, what you're supposed to be doing. Atzeres refers to Atzeres. You should retreat. You should cling unto Hashem and focus on what the Yom Tov is all about, the preceding Yom Tov, and that's the goal. The goal is Atzeres. Hold on, maintain that which you've gained during the Yom Tov of Pesach. So, or on the seventh night of Pesach, you have to take out your matzah divrei Torah and talk about the themes of matzah. We've discussed in the past, matzah symbolizes, number one, the Yetzirah. That's what the Zohar says. What does that mean? Matzah symbolizes the Yetzirah. What does that mean? There are many pshatim. One pshat is, the Chinuch writes, matzah symbolizes gaiva. It's big, it's puffed up. Matzah, chametz, as I say, chametz symbolizes gaiva. Chametz, of course, is full of itself, literally. That's gaiva. And during Pesach, we're working on having less gaiva. Chametz also symbolizes laziness, the Sefer HaChinuch Reich. Atzlus. How do you make chametz? You need the dough. Then you put it in the oven, you sit back, and you relax. What's matzah? Matzah is rizus and zahirus. Be quick and be careful. Both. You make the matzah quickly and carefully. There's another theme of Pesach, that chametz is the Eitzar, matzah is the Eitzar Tov. So you talk about that, and matzah is being zealous and careful at the same time. These are themes that are supposed to be discussed on the seventh day of Pesach. That's what the Netziv says. That's what Atzeres means. And that's what the Pasuk says. Sheish yamim tochal matzos v'uvayom ha-shvi Atzeres Hashem. So take out the Seder Divrei Torah. Matzah, chametz also symbolizes dimyon, the world of imagination. It's the same ingredients. The primary ingredients are the same, flour and water. But you add in the yeast and suddenly the whole thing is different. It looks different. Everything's changed. But in reality, it's the same flour and water as matzah. There's a comment of the Chassam Sofer, which Rav Karelenstein quotes in his Kuntres. The Chassam Sofer writes, this is very deep, that the gematria of chametz is 138. The gematria of matzah is 135. A difference of 3. What are those 3? So the Chassam Sofer says the three primary things that the three main aspects of the Yetzer Hara: hakina, hataiva, and hakavod, motzinas adam min haolam. Oh, but it says in Pirkei Avos, hakina, hataiva vehakavod, jealousy, taiva, desires, and honor, take someone out of this world. So since chametz is the Eitzar, matzah is the Eitzar Tov, so that's the difference. That's the difference of 3. So Rav Karelenstein writes a deep idea. Chametz talks about dimyon, imagination, fantasy, takes you away from the real world. The real world is the world of Avodas Hashem. That's why when you come to Israel for a year or two and you go back to the States, you're not going back to the real world. You're going back to the outside world. And the goal is to take the real world with you, the world of Avodas Hashem. Rav Neven Sal Shlita lives a very, very real life. So Rav Krellenstein writes, that's the idea. What's the language of the Mishnah? These three things, motzin es ha'adam min ha'olam. They take you out of the world. They take you out of the real world. It's a very deep, sharp shot. That's chametz, the world of dimyum, the world of fantasy. And we have to work on this, hopefully on Pesach. We've been working on this. On the seventh day of Pesach is the time to really strengthen it and make that decision and concretize that decision to focus more on Avodas Hashem and less on the world of Dimyon. So these are themes of the seventh day of Pesach. Atzeres, the Rav Hirsch and the Netziv. Now we know that the seventh day of Pesach is also about Kriyas Yamsuf. Chazal tell us that Kriyas Yamsuf happened on Shvi Shel Pesach. The Torah doesn't mention it, but Chazal tell us. And the Sforno writes in Devarim that the reason why we have a Yom Tov on the seventh day of Pesach, a special Yom Tov, is because of Kriyas Yamsuf. The Sforno writes, V'yom HaShvi Atzeres, Ne'etzru bo Yisrael Yachtov, Lavodas HaKel Yisbarach, V'sheru lo shira b'shvi shochag ha-matzos, Lefichach nikdash oso hayom, lo tasa malacha, ki guleze, lo haya shvi kadosh klal, kamo shunyin b'chag ha-sukkas, shein ha-shvi shelo mikra kodesh. He says it black on white. How come the seventh day of Sukkot is not a Yom Tov, and the seventh day of Pesach is? The Sforno says, this is why. Because of Kriyas Yamsuf and Shira Alayam. That's what the word Atzeres means. Atzeres means they stopped to be involved in a national act of Avodas Hashem, and therefore the day has a special quality. It's a Yom Tov. That's the Sforno. So the Sforno is translating the word Atzeres in the sense of a gathering where Am Yisrael stopped, sort of stood in their tracks, and gathered together to serve Hashem in a special way, the Shiras Hayam. Oh. So this is the connection of the seventh day of Pesach. Most of the Sforim connect the Yom Tov of Shvi Shel Pesach to Kriyas Yamsuf, and the Sforno makes that explicit connection. Now, it's interesting, and this Rav Krellenstein points out very nicely, that the idea that the seventh day of Pesach is Kriyas Yamsuf fits very well with the idea that the seventh day of Pesach is like the day to absorb that which you've gained over Pesach. Why? Because on a physical level, this is beautiful, the Geula from Mitzrayim was only really completed at Kriyas Yamsuf. We didn't feel totally secure until Kriyas Yamsuf. Look back in Bishalach, in Perek Yudalit, Pasuk Lamed. Vayosh Hashem bayom ahu. On that day of Kriyas Yamsuf, Hashem saved us. What does that mean? The Or HaChaim HaKadosh writes, Perush, Bayom hahu haisa hachua velo kodem hagam shetzu mimitzrayim lo hayu botchin beatzma mehem. They weren't confident yet. They weren't totally free. The Sforno there says ki ad ata until the seventh day took Kriyas Yamsuf. Ki ad eis mosam until the Mitzrayim died. Hayu Yisrael ke avadim baruchim. They were slaves running away, who had run away, but they weren't totally free. This is a beautiful idea. The completion of Yetzias Mitzrayim on a physical level took place on today, the Shvi Shel Pesach. And therefore it blends very well that Shvi Shel Pesach is the time to look back and in a sense have the completion and the absorbing of all the themes that one talks about and one thinks about, focuses on Pesach itself. It's the culmination of the physical freedom, and it's the culmination of the spiritual gains and growth that we have had during the week. There is a fascinating machlokes achronim there's a mitzvah to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim every day. What if somebody, for whatever the reason, doesn't daven normally? He stops after Oz Yashir, and then he's not able to finish davening. A guy did this. He wasn't feeling well. He went to lie down after Oz Yashir, and then he didn't realize. And then that's it. He didn't daven the rest of davening. Is a person yotze the mitzvah of zecher liyitzias zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim by just mentioning Shiras Hayam? Fascinating discussion. The Magen Avraham says yes. Beginning of Siman Samach Zayin. And the Achronim on the Shulchan Aruch, the other Achronim, the Chassam Sofer and others, say no. You don't mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Mishnah Berurah quotes it in Siman Samach Zayin near the beginning. It's an interesting machlokas. Rav Krellenstein explains this is the issue. The Magen Avraham is saying, since Kriyas Yamsuf, since Shiras Hayam Kriyas Yamsuf was really the end of Yetzias Mitzrayim, then that could maybe count as the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the other Achronim say no. It's a fascinating machlokas, and it might relate to this discussion. Well, a fourth meaning of the word Atzeres is a gathering, Kinishon. The word Atzeres also means to gather. That's what Targum Onkelos always says, Kinishon. And so first of all, this fits with what Rav Hirsch says. You gather in all that you've gained during the week of Yom Tov. But Atzeres also has another meaning. You gather together to eat and drink. Rashi says, Rashi in Devarim, Devar Acher, Kenufia shel Maichol u'Mishta, a gathering together for eating and drinking. On Yom Tov, you have Chatzi Lachem as well, and you enjoy the eating and drinking. It's L'shem Shemayim, and that's also part of the Simcha of Yom Tov. There's a beautiful comment of the Netziv in the Haggadah, and with this we'll close. The Netziv writes, how come we split up the challah, put part of the challah before the meal, part of the challah after the meal? The answer is that we want the suda to be, in a sense, sandwiched between the challah, that the suda also becomes part of our challah and shevach to Hashem. And the Netziv writes that when we left Mitzrayim and we became free and free to serve Hashem, we have this tremendous ability now that even eating and drinking, enjoying Olam Hazeh, can get us to Olam Haba. And that's part of our praise of Hashem. It's a fabulous idea of the Netziv. Even the eating and drinking is part of our Hodah. The Suda is a Suda's Hodah at the Seder. Thank you, Hashem, that even eating and drinking is part of my celebration of my freedom. Because I'm an Obed Hashem, I can eat and drink, and it's a mitzvah. I get Olam Haba for this eating and drinking. So that idea applies at the Seder, it applies at every Yom Tov, and every Shabbos meal. A person's eating and drinking, and it's a mitzvah, it's a atzeres, it's a kenufia, you're gathering together to eat and drink. That's a mitzvah, and that's part of our praise of Hashem. That's part of what it means to have left Mitzrayim and received the Torah, that now we can serve Hashem, and even in the Olam Hazeh of eating and drinking, a person can be zocha to Olam Haba as well. These are four definitions of the word atzeres, and how they apply to the seventh day of Pesach and to Shmini Atzeres, and at least some of them also apply to Shavuos as well. So the seventh day of Pesach is really a time of looking back and looking forward. Looking back and absorbing and maintaining that which we gained from the Yom Tov of Pesach, and then taking it with us as we re-enter the hurly-burly of everyday life, and try to bring a greater level of Avodas Hashem back with us after Pesach is over. Okay, we'll stop here.